All right, and the timeline starts. The timeline, is this a timeline?
I'd say it was probably the timeline, but let's get into it, ladies and gentlemen. What is going on? It is I, it is me, it is we, Patrick Price and Nick Clemency, and we're here today to present to you, We Said It.
You're talking too close to the mic.
Am I talking? I'm backing up from the mic because, you know, I want
to
be in
You have to talk into it, but you can't be like right on top of it. I'll lower your levels a little bit.
I'm trying to get in the butter zone. I'm trying to get on a bagel right now.
Nick gets a little excited.
I love doing podcasts.
We haven't done this in a while.
We haven't done it. I'm excited, man. And I almost didn't know how to start. You know,
it was a beautiful start.
Thank you for
those of you wondering, and hopefully you've accessed this on either canepunch.com or iTunes.
There we go.
If you've heard of iTunes.
Some people may not have heard of it, Pat.
I know.
What is that?
This is what we like to call a podcast. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with where we come from, we're going to get into what is Cane Punch. It's something new,
absolutely
something innovative. But we're no strangers to podcasting and radio shows because over the past probably 6 months, maybe a year.
I'd say about a year.
We've had podcasts that grew into a radio show. One of our boys left, and it just got too much of a hassle, and so we quit doing the radio show. But now we've decided when we opened canepunch.com, which is our new comedy website, that we're going to start doing this shit again, and I love it.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, I'd say we've been mic'd up for about a good year, man. I know we had a really good run. You guys had the DTP, Don't Take
DTP
Personal.
DTP radio show.
Which started as a podcast.
Yes.
And that blossomed into the DTP radio show. And then you guys were so gracious enough to allow me to come in and hit the high note. And we had a great time. We talked about boy bands, and we went, you know, we just took trips down memory lane, and that was great. But I'm more excited about what it is that we have started with canepunch.com. And like you said, it's actually, and we're not strangers to comedy either. We've been doing improv and doing comedy since we were in high school.
Yeah.
And
we're well-groomed in the comedy field.
Great way to put it. I mean, none of us have ever
gotten famous doing it, but where's the fun in that?
I'd say I was quasi.
You toured as a stand-up. But,
so I'd say.
But we've never gotten famous with the improv stuff we do.
Characters
that we create. And that's one of the reasons behind Cane Punch.
Absolutely.
Enough talking about our past. This podcast is brought to you by canepunch.com, which is, like we said, our new comedy website that we are like uber excited about. And because, like Nick said, we did this all through high school with the Joel and Nick show, and then Chickled Pickens got picked up and got some airtime on a radio show and this and that. We're gonna cover all that on our website because we're proud of what we've done, but we're even more pumped up about the future and what Cane Punch. And some of you might be asking, what is Cane Punch?
What is Cane Punch? And I'll let you explain that.
And I will. And but before I get into all that, like I said, if you're listening to this, we thank you for your support.
Absolutely.
Please subscribe to the podcast. We're gonna try to put one out. Starting every other week, and then we're going to go – then when Ryan gets back up here, we're going to go every week, and we're going to do it. We're going to record it on Thursday nights. It'll be up on the next Monday morning. And listen, it's not going to be a serious podcast. It's not going to be – I mean, we have kind of topics tonight just because we want to get it out there, but – we're just going to have fun. We're going to talk about comedy. We're going to do our comedy. Tonight I'm going to give Nick an opportunity to show you some of his characters and some of his voices, and put him on the spot a few times. And this is just what we do when we hang out and we come up with ideas. And so check out canepunch.com if you haven't. You can see our videos. We're building a playlist for a record that we're going to release called our group is called Spicy Tuna Roll. And I think it's going to be a self-titled album. Like,
absolutely.
The album is going to be called Spicy Tuna Roll. And we're going to get into some of that music a little later and play a few songs for you, and just so you can laugh with us.
And I got to say, I'm super excited about Spicy Tuna Roll. I know I These are some of the songs. You know, if you talk to Pat and anybody else, I've always been making up crazy songs, even from when we were younger. And, you know, when I decided I wanted to do this, I didn't want to look it through the aspect of, you know, The Lonely Island or anybody or Adam Sandler. I just really kind of
props
said,
where they do. Or do
and, you know, and absolutely, I get props.
They are definitely inspiration.
They are definitely inspiration, and they are funny as hell. But I just said when I decided to kind of kick this thing off, I just wanted to take it kind of to a more of a personal level and really make songs that people deal with every day. And one of the things that you'll see also with Cane Punch is 1 hour video. And this is an opportunity for you, the people, to give us topics that you guys think about every day. And we'll take that, turn into a song, and then we'll shoot in a video within 1 hour or less. And we actually have one of those up on the website. So you got to go to canepunch.com to see it so you can understand what it's about. But with these podcasts, guys, we just want you to know that we want to make it personal. We want you in our lives, and we want to know how we're doing. We definitely want to get feedback. That way we can improve. That way we know the comedy that we're bringing to you is at the caliber of where you need it to be. Especially, you know, with a lot of different things going on, recession, blah, 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 blah. We want to see past all that, and we want you guys to have fun with us, because this is our time to really relax and you know, get our stress out and really just have a good time one day out of the week. And we want you guys to have the same fun. So we encourage you to visit the website. We encourage you to leave comments, subscribe, blog, Facebook, message us. We'll be available in so many different ways because we want you guys. We realize that without you guys, we can't move forward. And that's my spiel.
Beautiful. Beautifully done.
Thank you.
But starting with our first topic is, and you ask yourself, and we forgot through our whole 5 minute spiel through the first of this thing, we forgot to actually give you the name of our podcast, and it's absolutely, because it's called We Said It.
And damn it,
yeah, we said it because we don't know what we're gonna say, right. And when somebody confronts us because they either got offended, but not by us,
absolutely,
on our podcast. And they say, listen, you guys said this, or this was out of line. I mean, all we can say is,
We said it.
Sorry.
That's what it is.
But that's the idea behind the podcast. And I promise you, this isn't like our radio show. We are completely going off the cuff.
Off the cuff.
And we have no idea what we're going to do. We're just going to sit here and chit-chat and talk and have fun and drink Coors Light with Blue Mountains.
Rockies.
And entertain you guys for an hour. But moving on, you might ask yourself, what is Cane Punch? And Cane Punch is something that I don't know if it was – everybody knows I'm in a professional wrestling business.
Absolutely.
And it's something that this has been on the underground with wrestlers and workers, on the underground of just being this huge phenomenon. And anybody that watches WWE and they're familiar, and you're familiar with Kane, the character Kane, whenever he throws a punch, he throws like a uppercut slap,
like a underhanded pimp slap.
Exactly, and not to get too detailed, but that's where the idea came for CanePunch.com, and we were fascinated. And now, whenever we're walking down the hall at Triptych Studios and we see each other, we just Cane Punch.
Bow. So
yeah,
and uppercut somebody in the throat. I think it's really just a kind of a culmination of the excitement that I get from doing comedy, and definitely the personality that Pat brings with a lot of his ideas. And if those of you who don't know, Mr. Price, he actually is the CEO and general manager of ProWrestlingEvil.com. I'm plugging you again.
I know.
I will continue. I wasn't going to plug it.
That's the only time we're going to plug it. Because
that's it.
This is not about wrestling. This is about comedy. But thank you for throwing it in there.
But I definitely want to, you know, and guys, I got to say, you know, and that's on the other website, and we'll push it one of these days when Pat's ready. But if you guys haven't seen Pro Wrestling Evo, I promise you it's a show worth seeing. It's a show worth sitting through and watching. He's done a great job. And we'll leave it at that.
All right, that's enough about pro wrestling.
Like, his face is like flushed right now.
That's enough about pro wrestling.
You think we went on a first date the way it's
because been. this my
it's
friends Kane is canepunch.com. Cane Punch comedy. That's what we're about. Absolutely. We're gonna give you videos. We're gonna give you audio. We're gonna give you music. We're gonna give you live shows. We're gonna do it all.
Because we
have had this dream since we were juniors in high school to actually take this ball that we have so many gifted people in the comedy field, and I feel like that all of our friends create that perfect circle.
Yeah.
Whenever we get together in comedy, whether it's my skills as a video producer or editor or mixer and music, if it's Nick's skills in his acting and writing and music, if it's Ryan's skills in writing and acting and music for a sense, it's we all create a perfect circle. And we've tried it so many times, and it always falls through because no, we can't commit. We are so busy, and now we're committed, and now we're going to do this thing.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be fucking amazing.
Absolutely, man. And you know, and everybody says, oh, we're taking it to the next level. But, I mean, we really are. We're definitely trying to take it to the next level.
No, no. I don't mean to cut you off. But we're not taking it to the next level. What we're going to do is we're going to be us.
Hey, that's why I was going to get to
We're not. If you were not. Sorry. But yes. We're not going to try to be a Lonely Island.
No,
we're not going to try to be the best improv group. We're just going to be us,
and hopefully
you enjoy it because this is our outlet. This is what we do. This is fun,
yeah.
And that's enough serious talk. We need to start having some
absolutely
fun.
So let's get into it. And
so
that was Kane Push.
I got an idea just popped in my head.
Okay,
because like I said, this is straight off the cuff.
Run it.
I was thinking about this today at work. What like. I had this woman call me, mm-hmm. and asking. I work at a place where people could call me and ask where a person is in the building, and they call me and ask where a person is in the building, and I say, listen, I don't have access to this person's file because they're not in my area.
Right.
And she's like, I know. And I'm like, well, bitch, why did you call me? are you ribbing me? Are you playing
phone
a trick?
What
the
check.
Hell? And you're being a bitch to me. Why are you having a bad day?
Probably what it was.
So I started thinking, and I'm like, what is shit you wish you could say to people?
That's a good one.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to call it. Shit you wish you could say to people. And, well, you give me an example of something that happened that
okay,
you just.
Okay, like, so, you know, I just got a new job, and I'm not going to go into details of that. But I just got a new job. So, you know, I got a similar job where people call me and ask crazy stuff. And
exactly.
I know this one guy, he was just being a dick. And I just really wanted to say over the phone, but unfortunately my boss is there. Hey, dude, I really want to knuckle punch you in the balls right now. Like. That would be definitely one thing I'd say over the phone.
From?
I don't know, but that's like the worst thing I could possibly imagine.
What's a knuckle punch?
A knuckle punch is when it's like all knuckle. You fold the arm fully in, and you give him all four bumps on the top of your hand straight to his balls. That's a knuckle punch. Like,
is that the equivalent? Is that the equivalent of like a baseball hitting somebody in the nuts?
Yeah, that's why I call it a knuckle punch.
Like threads on a baseball?
Yeah, threads on a baseball. I'd say more like
twist when you hit them.
No, you just go straight up, straight up.
Oh, uppercut.
Uppercut. It's like a Johnny Cage uppercut to the balls.
Johnny Cage. Nice reference.
Yeah. So it's like, I just want to knuckle punch you in the balls right now. Like, you want to say
that
out
loud.
That
makes my balls hurt right now.
That does. It makes you cringe, doesn't
it? Yeah.
And that's why I would want to say it to him. Like, dude, I could really knuckle punch you in the balls right now if you're sitting in front of me.
What would you rather have somebody say? Somebody with a gun to your head, mm-hmm. and say, I will shoot your brains out.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody holding a fist in front of someone and knuckle punch you in the balls.
I'd rather you blow my brains out because balls hurt when they get hit.
At least you're not going to feel it if somebody.
Like when it's.
But can you die from somebody?
Can you die
knuckle punching you in the balls?
I think if they hit you hard enough.
Maybe.
I think like if the Hulk was real and he knuckle punched you in the balls, like you'd probably be eating him. Your balls would definitely be in the top of the, what's that called? The patella of your mouth. You'd be tasting balls for days if you didn't die.
I'll tell you one that I can bring to the table.
Yes.
And when you're driving down the road. And a car pulls out in front of you. 95%, I'm not going to say it all the time, 95%, mm-hmm. it's this little old lady,
mm-hmm.
who could be the nicest lady in the world, but instantly she's a bitch.
Oh, yeah. It's
because she pulls out in front of
absolutely.
Me. And not only does she have the audacity to pull out in front of me while I'm going 45
mm-hmm.
in a 35, she goes 25 in a 35. Mm-hmm.
Gonna piss you off.
This is where with technology it has to be possible that they create a phone that they put in each car, mm-hmm. and the phone number for the car is the license plate tag.
There you go.
So I can pick up this phone and call the license plate tag, and this little old lady answers the phone, mm-hmm. and I just bitch her out for a good 30 seconds.
Just cuss that old bitch
out. Just because
out.
It'll make my day better.
Yeah.
It's like, how dare you? Pull out in front of me.
Yeah.
Put us both in harm's danger because
and then you want to slow down.
Depending on if I have my glasses on or not when I'm driving.
Fucking miles.
And
bitch.
And B, then you're going to take it to the next level. That's like somebody talking shit to you, and you say, listen, okay, you're an ass. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to deal with you. And then they slap you.
I know. That's a bullshit. Like, you know, I think this is one thing everybody wants to say to somebody that does something stupid. Are you fucking retarded? I think everybody wants to say that.
That could be the that could be like top of the list. Top of the list of what you shit you wish you could say.
I think that would be like number. Are you fucking retarded? Because you've said it.
Yes.
I know I've said it. Well, we've thought it. We haven't really said it.
I mean, you can't, like to my friends, I can say it, but not to the people that really need to hear it.
Not the place where you make money. You know
exactly.
I mean? You definitely wouldn't walk in someone and say, are you fucking retarded? That's, they're going to dock
your pay. Why can you not just open your, like, say whatever you want to at work?
I think you should be able to. I mean, they always talk about freedom of speech, but we're limited on what you can say.
Like, I'm pretty sure I saw a show one time, like, where they have a day, it might be a movie, they have a day where you can't get busted for sexual harassment.
That'd be great.
And I'm like,
that would be fantastic.
Your ass looks fine.
There are
in
some
those
things
pants.
I would like to say to some women that we work at.
Yes,
I don't think that's a bad thing to say though. Your ass looks great in those jeans.
But anywhere, you're gonna be like, oh, you're a pervert. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly.
Because and the thing about it is, like, women. I wish women would just say what they'd like to say. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? Like I said, if my dick looks good in a pair of jeans, tell me. I'd like to know.
I'd tell you.
I'd like someone to come up and say, babe. No offense, but your dick is looking real good hanging to the side in those skinny jeans. I would wear more skinny jeans.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
If a woman said to me, hey,
think about the sale of skinny jeans after that.
It would. I know I'd be. That's all I'd wear.
That needs to be a commercial for skinny jeans.
Hell yeah. A guy walking around with his package hanging out of skinny jeans and chicks are like, I'd buy some skinny jeans like that. And
damn
I got
right.
some little balls. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But all dick. All dick.
All dick all day.
All dick all day. All right, now, but literally, and on our Twitter handle, which we haven't gotten yet.
Not yet.
But
it's coming.
We'll say Kane Punch. At Kane Punch.
At Kane Punch.
We'll say at KP Comedy.
There you go.
At KP Comedy. Tweet us shit that you wish you could say after you listen to this.
And we'll
have it set up by the time this thing goes. But
that'd
tweet
be
us because I want to hear. I think it's amazing. We need to get it trending.
We do.
Which every time I try to get anything trending, it never fucking works.
You know what?
Let me get on this real quick. This is a conspiracy theory, and it's not funny. It might be funny to some people, but it's not to me. I think that Twitter has become Twitter is a corporate brand.
Yeah.
But I think it has become so corporate that companies like WWE or Major League Baseball or NFL. They pay when they have something major going on, like a major event going on. They pay Twitter to trend something from that event.
Oh, yeah.
I seriously believe that.
Oh, dude, the freaking politics are on Twitter now.
Yeah.
What's the guy, Mitt Romney? He's pushing shit.
Is it Mick Romney?
Whatever the hell is Dick Romney, whatever the hell's name. Mitt, is it Mitt?
Mitt Romney?
Like a glove?
I don't know.
Anyway. His last name's Romney, but
why do all politicians look like just douchebags?
You know what? That's so right, dude. Like I was saying that to my wife. I was like, he looks like a dick. Like I don't want to.
What if a politician came up that looked like Jesus?
Man,
you know what I mean? Like long hair.
Yeah.
Like long. Well, I won't say look like Jesus. Look like
I'd say David
Beckham. The typical picture of Jesus or the typical. Mind like thought process of what Jesus looked like.
I mean, that'd be fantastic.
Like, yeah, what if
out.
What exactly? What
let's
if a politician looked like David Beckham?
David Beckham, I'd vote for him, like, because he's a sexy son bitch.
You talking about?
I wouldn't care what he did in the past.
David
Beckham could be shooting babies out of a cannon, but hell, I wouldn't care. He looks great. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
And they all look like I think the only president that somewhat was kind of cool, probably had to say, was
Clinton.
Clinton, yeah.
I knew it.
When he first started.
That's because Clinton was a partier.
He was a party goer, bro. Like,
but Clinton came from Arkansas.
That's a weird state anyway.
Exactly.
Because, like, most people you talk to have never been like, yeah, I stayed in Arkansas. Like,
I've never even driven through Arkansas.
Well, see, most people that you talk to go, I've driven through Arkansas.
I don't even know what Arkansas landscape looks like.
I don't even remember.
I don't even know where the state of Arkansas is.
It's in the middle
of the United States.
Almost Oklahoma. Like, that's all.
Okay.
Like, it was like Arkansas.
Is Oklahoma's right above Texas?
Yeah, Oklahoma's,
and then
like
Arkansas is above Oklahoma,
adjacent parallel to Texas. So okay, it's like kind of an angle. Like you have to kind of swoop.
That's
you
sad.
To,
I'm showing
like Oklahoma,
my stupidity.
Oklahoma, you have to sneak up on Texas when you go through.
Listen,
Oklahoma.
Guys, it's been a long time since geography class in
you
high school.
You know what? We don't give a damn.
No. All I care about is where North Carolina is. North Carolina, South Carolina, and at some point, Florida.
Georgia's tied in this.
Yeah, Georgia's somewhere in there. We'll get through Georgia whenever.
They're just kind of hanging out inside.
But, hey, but yeah, man, it's so weird. But
it's
speaking,
crazy, though,
speaking
like.
Of weird shit, we have, me and Nick have a mutual friend. And I know this is like violating all types of rules. But we call, his name's Andy.
Oh, man.
And we call him In and Out Andy because Andy is so undecisive. It's outrageous.
It drives me.
And I don't like to talk about him because
nuts.
It pisses him off. But he don't listen to the podcast and he won't listen to it. So we'll talk about him. But what makes this even more crazy or weird or whatever you want to call it is Andy has the most ridiculous job on the face of the earth. And I didn't even know they had – I mean, I knew they had them because I remember them back when we were in high school. And I know we were talking about high school a lot. Wish we could go back. Less responsibility.
Heck yeah.
Less bullshit.
I'd be with my mom's.
But
– or your mom. I'd be
Andy,
your house.
Andy is a suicide line operator.
Yeah.
They call him a suicide specialist.
Well, he calls himself a suicide
specialist. Well, yeah, that's what
specialist.
He calls him.
Trying to make
which
it sound
is weird
better,
as shit is. To me. That's like – that's like you see, like the warrior with
yeah.
that modern day warrior or something. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, bullshit,
the
yeah.
show on Spike TV.
Oh, you're talking like a ninja. American
yeah,
ninja?
like
yeah.
it's like
American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, and I'm like, what if they and these are specialists in their fields?
Yeah.
But Andy is a suicide specialist, which is weird. I mean, I don't even like to say it. That's like he can tell you exactly how to cure yourself in 25 to 50 different ways.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But the whole point is, and the thing about it, he kind of violates the job because people are like calling him trying to have somebody talk him out of killing themselves. But
yeah, it's like
and he already drives us crazy. And I mean, he's good for a good laugh for about 30 seconds, but he's like so indecisive because he just can't make up his mind. And so the majority of the stuff that comes out of his mouth is pure adulterated bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like the last thing you need When you're like contemplating suicide or on the edge, and suicide is not a funny matter.
It's not funny,
but the last thing you need is some crazy fucker not knowing exactly what to tell you
yeah.
because he just goes in and out, like we said, In and Out Andy. But Andy, for the sole purpose of our comedy site, and God bless him, they have the technology to record.
Yeah.
A phone conversation, like their phone conversations, for training purposes. You know how like it tells you, this call might be recorded for training purposes. Well, Andy got his hands on one of his calls, and it is the funniest shit ever. And luckily, because we're cool and we sort of plan, but we don't. But we are gonna play this tape for you. And it blows my damn mind. It's enough talking about it. It's crazy, and I don't even know what to say, but this is the phone call. We're gonna let you listen to it. We're gonna cut to it, and we'll be back shortly. All right, check it out.
Suicide hotline, this is Andy. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm thinking about killing myself.
Oh, so you want to kill yourself, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, can I ask exactly why would you want to kill yourself?
Because my wife left me, and I lost my job.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, look, why not just think of it this way?
Yeah.
Your wife left you.
Yeah.
You just lost your job. You can turn that into a positive.
What?
That's one less mouth you have to worry about.
I don't see how.
Now, let me ask you another question. How do you think you'll go about killing yourself?
I was just thinking about slitting my wrist, you know?
Well, you don't want to do it that way. If I were you, I'd get myself a gun. There's no need to suffer. Why not go out with a bang?
Excuse me? This is kind of a serious matter, sir.
Yeah, it was a bit ill-timed, but damn, that was funny.
I don't agree with you at all. Are you
so what would you say you're going to do with the next 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or while we're still on the phone?
Well, I was thinking about
you
right now.
You know what?
Now.
I say we still do it while I'm on the phone. That way it makes me look better.
Promotion! You know, you're not helping me at all.
Oh, no, I'm taking you very serious.
Are you?
No, I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. This is a serious matter. Mm-hmm. You know what, sir? You shouldn't kill yourself.
No.
Or maybe you should.
Huh?
I mean, life is short. You're going to die anyway. I tell you what, life is like teeth. You're going to lose it anyhow.
Sir, I don't think this is very funny. You know, I'm really thinking about killing myself.
What's that?
I'm really thinking about killing myself.
Well, all right. Well, if you choose to kill yourself, remember, use a condom. Have a great day. Bye.
All right. And we're back from Andy's suicide. When we first got that, we listened to it like over and over and over again. And we're like, Andy, you're so full of shit, man. There's no way that this is real. And he promises that it is. And I can't find any way to...
First of all, you know how me and Andy are. I called him a sick fucker to begin with because he brought that shit. And knowing we were going to laugh, and that's the sad part, because I really feel like I'm going to hell with gasoline draws on because I laughed
exactly
at this man's drama. Like, but he knows me, and I ended up being more pissed off at him before the night was over with because I ended up laughing, and it's really because like suicide is not funny, but God bless Andy because he brought it that night, man.
Man,
so, oh,
and that's what we asked Andy. He was like, Andy, is that considered on your game at work?
Yeah.
I mean, that's dude, if you were talking to me, I wouldn't kill myself, but I'd probably chop my leg off.
Right. Just to satisfy you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's a sick
this quote unquote therapist slash fake therapist slash, being a suicide hotline person is that to a therapist is like being a mall cop to being a real cop. You know what I mean? And I'm not down in mall cops. More power to you, but most of them are 70 years old.
That's the difference between having a certificate and a degree.
Exactly. No, I mean, and if you got a, like I said, we're not trying to.
And Andy is a certified psycho.
Andy is.
He should be calling somebody else because this guy is a douche. But it is what it is, man. So,
but moving on from Andy because it's going to piss me off if we keep talking about it because Andy's a dick.
What an asshole.
But. Dude, let's talk about the Viacom. Everybody's bitching because Viacom and DirecTV didn't come to an agreement.
You know, I didn't even know about it. I've been out of the loop because I haven't watched like TV or listened to radio in like a
minute. I don't watch much, but this leads me to the point that
but like
if you have DirecTV, if you have any type of satellite, you're still a fucking moron.
You're screwed. Well, I have Dish, but thanks.
Do you? I'm sorry.
But it's okay, but I don't have direct. Well, the thing about it is, like, now it's got me thinking, like, fuck, I need to get out of Dish because, like, we might be next. You know what I'm saying? Like,
dude, it's like.
Dude, like, it's the like, thing about it dude, is, they next, like, some.
Cable
of the,
runs this world.
It really does. Cable,
like,
cable.
Not like, like, when I say cable, I mean, like, the cable broadcasting system.
Seriously, bro, because, like, you got to think about it. DirecTV lost MTV. They lost BET.
I don't even know.
They lost the Disney Channel.
Spike TV.
And they fucking lost Nickelodeon. How in the fuck do you lose Nickelodeon, dude? Nickelodeon's been on since, like, I was in diapers, bro. Like,
I know. Since Doug.
How about all that?
Doug.
Double Dare.
Yes.
Where's Arnold?
Yes.
Rugrats. That was a
Pinky in the Brain?
That was Nickelodeon. But, yeah,
that's what we're talking about. Is Nickelodeon fucking, not what we're talking about?
I don't know
about.
Why I was thinking Disney for a second. Like, that's a name. You put me on shock because I haven't heard
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yeah, that's like
Junior. Is that on Nickelodeon?
Nick Jr. It counts. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
Let me tell you something. I got a two-year-old. If we lost Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh, shit would be
I'd be calling Andy, bro. Like, seriously.
Exactly. Andy, we need your help.
I'd have to give Andy a call because, dude, my two-year-old would make me lose my flipping mind. God rest her. God bless her.
It's nothing's worse. I know we talked about politicians a little earlier. Nothing's worse than two corporate companies that make millions, not even millions, billions of dollars a year.
You might as well say trillions.
Bitch fighting because they can't come to terms with
over a TV channel.
We want you to pay more for this channel so you can charge the people more.
It's ridiculous.
That's the way our fucking world works. It's ridiculous.
Hell in a handbasket.
Exactly.
It's bananas,
but
man.
Moving on from the depressing downer we're on, one thing that we're going to do with canepunch.com is we're going to, like we talked about earlier, we're going to release an album.
Yes.
Because we are music makers.
We are music makers.
We are.
I've got the biggest smile on my face right now.
He does.
Because it's just.
Like, that's Nick's baby.
It is my forte. And you know, and I got to tell you, you know, and Pat, you know, and a lot of you who know me, you know, I've been making music since I could probably crawl. And I've been, you know, I took it serious for a long, long time for about, you know, 11, 12 years and was trying to make it, man. I just got to a point, I started getting stressed out, man, because, you know, I wasn't really getting the looks I was looking for. Then the one chance I had, the opportunity I had, I was in the military and got deployed and that got ruined. And. Then we had our spiel with, you know, different companies. And I just said, man, you know what? I'm fucking tired of making music everybody else wants me to make. And I'm just ready to start making music that I want to make. And that even included some of the comedy music, man. And it was just so successful. And it just, and it's such a relief to be able to make music that makes people laugh. You know what I mean? Because exactly. It takes pressure off of having to make sure I'm talking about something that people can relate to. Because the thing about it is, everybody can relate to comedy.
Exactly.
Everybody can relate to the stuff I'm talking about. I made a freaking song about women with bad breath, and it was a hit. You know what I mean? So I'm excited about what my brain's going to cap off in the future. I'm excited about, you know, your input. I'm excited about Ryan's input. And I'm mostly excited about 1 hour video, because that was just fantastic. Here's an opportunity for us to bring people into our minds and give us requests. And exactly. We can make a video based off of what people said. And people can go, oh, my God, I gave them that request and they did the video. So it's
and it's amazing because we do it in an hour.
Yeah. I think the last video we did was literally 49 minutes.
Like 49. It's on the 50s. End of the video.
So, yeah.
And you can see that video, Breathless.
It's on there.
That Nick's talking about on canepunch.com. And make sure you visit it. But that's the idea that we've been pitching to you guys the whole show.
Absolutely.
Is that we have fun doing this, and we want you to have fun and enjoy it with us.
Well, at the end of the day, because everybody is
as much a part of it as we are.
Well, at the end of the day, you know, the thing about it is music and comedy, man, it's freedom for a lot of people.
Yeah, we do so much serious shit.
Yeah.
That it's we need something to just take our mind
just
off.
Just to release.
Exactly, and just have fun.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do now is we're going to play a song that you actually recorded with one of our other buddies. Name will not be mentioned. And I think it's the funniest shit ever. And I can't wait to do the video. And it might be the next video that we do.
I'm excited.
That or the hug song. And if you haven't heard the hug song, fuck you.
Hey.
The hug song.
You're behind the times, buddy.
Yes. Go to Cane Punch. Pause this podcast. Get on your iPhone or whatever you listen on your internet. And go to canepunch.com. Click on the spicy tuna roll. Gimmick on the right side and play the hug song, and your mind will be blown because
it will make your day.
That features people that you never think think would sing, and we got them to with about a case of land shark and some sake,
hot sake
and sushi, and we were plastered, and it was awesome,
and it was freaking hilarious, man.
but moving on from the hug song, this song, it's called Bachelorette Party.
Yes.
And it is, this is the equivalent of when any man, I don't care, married, divorced, 80, 50, 30, 20, even 19.
3 years
if
old.
If you're at a club and you see a bachelorette party, this is exactly what
this
you
is
think.
The jam.
And if you say different, you're either gay
or you're
a damn liar.
Freaking liar. So.
So listen to this song. Any women that have ever gotten married and you went out to a party or to the club on your bachelorette party, when all the guys were giving you shots, when all the guys were talking to you, this is exactly what they were thinking. And you can't step further. I mean, you can't step any closer to the truth.
Naughty boys.
Like
naughty
I said, this is going to be featured on the Spicy Tuna Roll album.
Absolutely.
And this is what we like to call Bachelorette Party.
Run it.
Getting married, special day, beautiful white dress, matching bouquet, before you do it, get that way, there's just one thing that I gotta say.
We should have sex at your bachelorette party, I think me and you can have a lot of fun, so tomorrow before you get married, consider me to be your last one. We can get it on at the top of a mountain, or get freaky at the bottom of the sea. Come tomorrow, you might have his last name, but tonight, you belong to me.
I think it might be the slutty clothes that you're wearing, or maybe it's the top in your hair. Girl, I see you've had one too many to drink, don't mind if I stop and stare. I can tell it's your bachelorette party, cause you're here and you're surrounded by your girls. Maybe me and you should meet in the bathroom. Give me 5 minutes and I'll rock your world.
We should get married at your bachelorette party. We should get married at your bachelorette party.
Tomorrow
we'll
be married
at your bachelorette party.
Tomorrow
we'll
be married
at your bachelorette party.
Get freaky, girl.
Come on, girl, you know you want to. Cause you're staring at me and I'm looking at you. I know that you're promiscuous and you don't have a clue.
clue about the freaky things that we about to do.
I ain't hanging but naked from the ceiling,
I'm role playing from the wild, wild west.
Cause over there your boyfriend's still practicing,
and over here we the mother flipping best.
We should get married
at your bachelorette party.
We should get married
at your bachelorette party.
We should have sex
at your bachelorette party.
We should have sex
at your bachelorette party.
Get freaky, girl.
Like I said, like me and Nick said,
that's a jam.
That song,
that's the
the truth to the T.
That's the summer jam.
Yes.
They should literally play that. I can hear that song being played at every bachelorette across the world.
It needs, that's
every
what it
bachelorette
needs to
party
be.
Across the world needs to play. And when you're on your way, when you're with your girls, you need to pump this jam. Period.
Exactly.
You pump your jam in the car, and this will start your whole
it's
night
amazing.
Off
it's
right.
Hilarious.
When you're putting back shots, you need to tell the DJ, I need to hear the bachelorette party song, Booyah. And it will get you in the mood.
Yes. more than R. Kelly.
And I should say, I you know what? We do compete with R. Kelly.
We need to make a song that like is like an R. Kelly song.
You know what? I'm making it right now in my brain. It's done.
Let's hear it.
It's
already done. Let's hear it real quick. next thing we were going to go into in my brain while I was listening to the bachelorette party is Nick. And not to get serious, but Nick is one of the most talented fuckers I've ever met in my life.
Aww, thank you.
And I'm about to prove it and put him on the spot because let's say, okay, just a couple bars from a upcoming song that we'll make that is that will rival an R. Kelly.
And rival an R. Kelly song.
An R. Kelly song. Let's hear it real quick.
Okay.
Waking up in the morning and I look down. What do I see? It was a werewolf staring right back at me from the last night. And I sit down. What happened? And she said,
some shit
where the
like
fuck
that
did a werewolf come
know.
From?
Because you know, let's be real, man. All men have woken up to some type of sea donkey or werewolf in the next
sea
morning.
Donkey,
some type of sea donkey or.
That's awesome.
I should do a song about moose knuckles.
Yes,
that would be fantastic. And if you don't know what a moose knuckle is,
the
just
battle,
look it up.
The battle of the moose,
battle
knuckle
of the
and
moose knuckle. I wish we'd have got that conversation. On tape,
yes.
That is it. I think I'm gonna have to do just a short story on me versus the moose.
We need
knuckle.
To do a short animated story.
Short animated story against me.
The
versus
Adventures of Moose Knuckle.
Adventures of Moose Knuckle and
in his skinny jeans.
But that's for later. Moose Knuckle in the skinny. But that's
all
a
right,
story
so,
for later. That was just a quick.
So let's see, Nick has come up with a bunch of characters.
Yeah.
For the game, for everything, for when we did Chickle Pickings, when we did the Joe and Nick show, and even now for Cane Punch, and I want to get into some of those characters and how you came up with them.
Oh yeah,
and just give these people some examples of the unbelievable depth of character development that your mind has. So let's see. We just put a video up on. Last Thursday of Parnell.
Yeah.
Parnell Watkins, which is, I call it Nick's alter ego, but, but Parnell is like a life coach. He's like, he gives you advice or this that he's experienced or that he believes in, and he truly believes this stuff. Yeah. And give him some of Parnell, Nick.
Hey, so hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm so excited to be here on this podcast. I never been on the radio before, so I would just like to give you guys some advice before I get out of here. So I just want to say that a lot of people say that Coca-Cola used to have Coke in it. This isn't true because one time I drank Coca-Cola to try to get a job, and they gave me a drug test, and I passed. So. Those of you that drink excessive Coca-Cola, it's not Coke in there at all because I tried to get high many a times and it hasn't happened. So on the front of Coors Light cans, which is my drink of choice, it's the commercial, I believe you say tap the Rockies. Well, I know a guy named Rocky. When I tapped him on the shoulder, he didn't do anything. So, well, this has been Parnell. You're welcome.
That's Parnell Watkins. Very vague.
I gotta say,
vague.
You know, and he goes on. You know what? What I love about Parnell, man.
And I got, and then like Pat said, a lot of these characters, man, they just, you know, we'll be sitting around, you know, just BSing, and then I just jump into character, man, and everybody ends up dying laughing. But Parnell is one of those guys that, you know, who a Mr. Know-it-all, but knows absolutely doesn't know what he's talking about. But they just want to keep going and keep going. And
bullshitter.
It's a bullshitter, and you meet him every day. You meet him absolutely every day. But Parnell is just like one of the weirdest.
75% of them have
75%
a
of them, you know, have a, yeah, have a lisp or some sort of slur. So, you know, Parnell, I love Parnell. I love playing Parnell. And one thing that most people say, when I get into Parnell and you see me moving in the videos, that's when you know I have fully taken on Parnell, because
exactly.
He's just so – and I just kind of created him on a whim. I was driving back from Tennessee, and I was just going over and over and over and in my head. So Parnell's a lot of fun. But really kind of my first character started off, it was Stu. And
I was getting into that.
Yeah.
Actually, it's Michael Bobby Christian
Michael
Stu.
Bobby Christian Stu.
Better known as Stu.
As Stu.
And the funny thing about Stu is this is something that that Nick created in Afghanistan. Or yeah. Afghanistan. When he was on tour. And we filmed it when he was, like, when he had a home visit.
Yeah, I was on leave, yeah.
And
30-day leave.
And we turned it into this amazing video, which will be on tomorrow. This is going up Monday, so it'll be on tomorrow, which is Throwback Tuesday, which we feature one of our go to canepunch.com whenever on every Tuesday we throw up one of our old videos, and we call it Throwback Tuesday, and we're going to have a section where you can watch all of them that we featured. And Stu's actually going to be tomorrow's throwback.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing because this video won awards at my art school film festival,
yeah,
along with another video we did called The Truth, which is funny in itself.
A few PDAs.
But I guess we'll keep this thing rolling. Give them Stu.
All right.
Hey, man, what's going on, man? Oh, man, is that a radio, man? Cool. Hey, it looks like you got all the letters of the alphabet on that there, man. Crazy part is I was looking for a J the other day. And what can I say? There's a J. Do you mind if I borrow this for a second, man? No? Okay, I'll tell you what. Why don't you just give me the hook part of the J? I can just kind of glue that back on my typewriter, and we can get to typing.
in case you didn't, we forgot to tell you before, but Stu's nickname is the Borrower.
Stu
the Borrower.
He's based off, you know, when you're in the military, you come across these guys that, like, they always leave, like, especially when you're in the field, and you might know somebody that, whether you've been in college or, you know, but they think they ask for, like, the most ridiculous shit. Seriously, like, I had a guy literally, and this is no bullshit, Pat, I had a guy ask me if I had an extra pair of underwear when we were in the field.
Nice.
Used or not. He's like, I don't care if they're used, but I sold myself and I need some underwear. And I was like, dude, get the fuck out of here. You want a used pair of underwear. And that's kind of when Stu kind of came out of the woodworks.
Beautiful.
Man. And this guy just borrows some of the most ridiculous stuff. So I just got to say, the next time you'll see Stu, he'll be asking for a cat jacket. That's as far as I'm going to go. And just sit back and enjoy, man. But
Stu's awesome.
I just have a plethora of – I know I actually have a few new characters I'm working on. Reverend Rex. What I love about Reverend Rex is, you know, in the military, you come across a lot of chaplains and stuff. And see, these are like the nicest guys ever. And I've always had this thought in my head that, you know, Army chaplains should be like some type of tough. Even when I went special ops, like the chaplain, you'd think they would have to be, but these are like the nicest guys, you know what I mean? And so I thought to myself, what if you came across a reverend who that was ex-military and just couldn't leave it alone? So we'll see more of Reverend Rex as we get into it, man. And then you've got, you got Rodwell Sparks, and he's like the street hustler. You got one guy I'm very excited about, and this just happened recently, was Magic Mac. Who is absolutely hilarious, and that kind of says it itself. So there's just so many characters that we've thrown in, and with Ryan being on the team, and you'll hear more from him in the future, just having another writer, I know he's going to bring a lot to the table. So we're gunning, man. We're running the gun, and we're shooting, and we're just trying to do things that are going to amaze even ourselves, and I'm excited, man.
Yeah, I mean, words can't describe how excited we are to do all this. And I know we've been throwing it at you the whole time, but like I said, the only way we can make this thing work is if everybody jumps on board.
Absolutely.
And if in order to jump on board, you either subscribe to this podcast, you'll get it straight to your iTunes every time you load it up after we upload a new episode. Go to canepunch.com. You'll be able to listen to the episodes there, watch our videos, comment on them on YouTube. Email us canepunch@gmail.com.
Yes.
Just let us know that you like it. And like I said, we're planning live shows where Nick's going to do stand up. And it's just all about having fun. Yeah, and it's not the bullshit about making money and being corporate and trying to beat out people. It's not about that. Yeah. It's all it's about is a group of guys getting together and having a ball.
Yeah, and doing what we love.
Exactly.
And the thing about it is these podcasts are mobile. So
yeah,
you might see us on the side of the road running a podcast. And if you see us, hey, come in to join us, man. We'd love
exactly.
to have you on there.
I love podcasting because podcasting gives you so much quote-unquote freedom to just do whatever.
Seriously.
But, I mean, even like I've even said that if nobody listens to the podcast, I have a freaking ball doing it.
Oh, yeah, man. I really love working with you, Pat, man, because we've gotten more in depth and definitely, you know, we've been tilly-tallying. I don't know if that's a word. You know,
Once we started working
together, man, we just really got to – I got to see your talent, man. I'm just amazed on how you the film editing stuff, how you put stuff together. And I know you get tickled pink just watching me.
Oh, yeah.
Using together, man. So it's just a great relationship
tickled
that we have.
Pink.
And
fuck, Nick. you get tickled pink.
I could have said that, you know,
with your moose knuckle and your tight jeans
and your.
This is the shit. Like
punch.
If we had to recap our whole podcast, it'd be Stu,
yeah,
tickling pink,
yeah,
with a moose knuckle
and
in tight pants. Wow, he gives another guy
a knuckle punch to the balls,
pink,
right?
While giving another guy a tickle, knuckle punch
and
to
then,
the balls,
and then asking him, "Is he fucking retarded?" Like that all
exactly.
was like that. Would, that's you just did the whole recap of the
that's
podcast.
That's the recap.
It took us an hour to get that 15 minutes of what you just put, 15 seconds of what you just put
exactly.
down.
That's,
and that's why
the beauty
you're a genius. So, man, I can't wait to get Ryan back.
I know Ryan. Ryan will be back 1st of August.
I think you Ryan is like the podcast king.
Yes,
man.
Ryan, we might,
Ryan
that's,
just,
that needs to be
he just
like Jeff,
brings it.
Jeff is Doctor Jeffrey Higgins.
Doctor
Jeffrey
Higgins.
That's his nickname
he's
on the radio
so, he's
and
like,
podcast.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, he's like
what?
He's like the sex line doctor.
Yeah. Hey guys.
He's like, hey, what's going
Please
on?
Please tell me your problem.
Yeah.
I bought this extra large dildo,
and it doesn't fit.
I don't like my boyfriend anymore.
Well, that's cool. Just married the dildo.
You know,
exactly.
Exactly.
Just married the dildo. What's
and
the problem? Put a ring on it.
Yeah. If you like it, then you better put a ring on it.
Vibrating ring.
Yes.
Made by Trojan.
That'd be the worst waste of money ever.
A vibrating ring?
Yes.
My wife talked me into using one of those.
Oh,
it does
don't get into
nothing.
That shit.
It does nothing. I'm just going to say, look, it does
like,
nothing
like,
for me.
Like, I would think,
absolutely, it
like,
does nothing.
True story. It's getting a little personal, but true story is a girl told me one time, one of my friends, that like girls masturbate with the shower head on high, like those detachable shower heads.
Yeah.
And that like works for them. So I put that son of a bitch on high, and dude, that thing kicked me in the nuts so hard. And I was like, that does not work. It does not work.
It does not work for me.
No. And I was, I don't know what I was thinking.
You thought maybe you put it on high.
A decent looking girl tells me that shit, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to try this.
I'm
going
to try this out. And you take
same,
a shot.
The same thing that happened when a girl talked me into shaving my ass. That's, anybody listening, if I have a word of advice to end this bad boy with, never shave your ass, because when the hair grows back, it is the most uncomfortable shit on the face of the earth. You're always
probably,
itching your ass.
It probably looks like the head of this microphone, right?
Exactly. That it's time to go.
It's time to end
this bad boy.
We want to say,
but guys, this ladies, gentlemen, friends, dogs.
Cats,
aliens they get iTunes.
Right.
This is what you get with the Cane Punch. We said it.
We
podcast.
Said it.
It's me and Nick. We're gonna have Ryan and Jeff in.
Absolutely.
And, we're just gonna keep doing it. Keep your eyes open. Follow us at KP Comedy. Is that what that's what I said?
KP
I was gonna,
Comedy
at KP Comedy.
KP Comedy.
Go to our YouTube page. Check out our videos. Listen to our music. Tell us what you think. Leave us comments. We strive to get feedback from you guys. And we're just going to continue having fun and
Let's just have fun.
Fucking idiots.
Well, that'll be great, man. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Nick.
And we'll see you guys
and
next
And thank you,
time.
Mocha.
Thank you, Mocha.
For bothering me during you this thing. Mocha's best. My chocolate lab. And that's it, guys. Once again, follow us on Twitter at KP Comedy. I expect to see at least 5 followers after this podcast goes up, because I'm sure that's about the people that's going to listen.
And that's all right.
Look us up on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. I don't know what the name of that is.
That's right. To be continued.
Subscribe to us on YouTube. That's KP, or that's Cane Punch. YouTube.com/user/CanePunch. And remember, guys, when your girl's talking shit,
slap her in the face.
And
give her a knuckle punch to the labia. Just peel it back and punch it. Just bam.
You gotta peel
just
back the skin.
My whole ending.
You gotta peel back the skin so you can get to
I'll give you more graphic. Listen, guys, if your bitch is talking shit, give her a cane punch. But I truly like the.
Let's just make it rhyme. If your bitch is talking shit, give her a cane punch to the clit. There you go.
We'll leave you with that.
All right, guys.
Nick, give it to him one more time.
If your bitch is talking shit, give her a cane punch to the clit, and I'm out.
Awesome. CanePunch.com. Go now.